Is that what this is about, Mom?
No, all right.
Yeah, it sure doesn't help reminding me what a great lady she was. When you've been married for 35 years and you never thought there'd be anybody else. And one day you hear yourself say, I love you, to another woman. Well, maybe then you'll understand what I'm going through.
It's probably natural to feel that way. My God, I understand exactly what you're going
through. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't understand at all.
Dad, there was a time back when my first marriage was breaking up. I was talking to Mom. I said, all right, Mom, give me one good reason for me to ever let myself fall in love again. She said, because I said so, and I'm your mother.
Very cute and very sad, too. Very poignant. That's from Frasier. And how do you go on and find romance again after you've lost the love of your life, or after you've been married many years to one person and maybe they didn't die, maybe you divorced, and it's just hard to think of waking up next to somebody else and trusting them and thinking that things can work out in the future? How do you beat back those ideas in your head that are telling you that romance isn't possible? You don't ever want to buy into the idea that romance is not possible for you. It is your life. And if you are looking for romance, you can pick up the phone and give me a call. My number is toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, a clinical psychologist, and here to take your calls and questions. And even though it's not therapy, maybe I can give you some tips that can put you on a better path in life. And right now I want to welcome Isaac to the phone. Isaac, you have a question about going blank in conversations?
Yes. There's this. Okay. Well, yes, exactly what you said. It happens like every time when I try to talk to someone, normal daily, conversation talk. I sometimes run out of things to say, and then there goes that awkward silence, and I just it just gets weird from there.
Okay. Well, do you know what one of the things you can say is?
On my way from school today, I was talking to one of my students from a class.
Yeah.
And, it was just small talk, hey, how was school? How was class? Where, the teacher gave us this assignment and then after that, it just, I don't know what to say or I don't know what to talk about.
Okay, so there's something about the way you're thinking about having a conversation that is tripping you up, getting in the way. And if you are telling yourself, I have to have a conversation, I have to have things to say, I have to keep the conversation rocking and rolling, what word do I keep repeating, or what words? It's have to. Can you hear that, have to?
Yeah.
That you are pressuring yourself. Just like if a parent said to me, Ellen, you have to say the right things on radio. Ellen, you can't make any mistakes. Ellen, you have to keep the conversation going. How enjoyable would that conversation be for me?
Yes, you're right.
It wouldn't be enjoyable at all. Whereas
no.
If you have a different approach that's much kinder to yourself, much gentler to yourself, it's going to be easier. First of all, many of us draw blanks, or we're having a conversation that's not very interesting with someone. We're talking about the weather, or we're talking about just school in general, and it's hard for anyone to keep that type of a conversation going. And usually the people who can keep that type of a conversation going are bores. They can talk about their toenails and may think that you're interested. So, tell me, who are the most important people in your life? Isaac?
Yes.
Who are the most important people that you would like to be able to talk to? Is it your classmates? Is it a girlfriend? Go ahead.
My girlfriend would be one to start off with.
Okay. So if you're talking about how to talk with her, what typically goes on? Where do you get stumped or stuck with her?
I guess I get stumped on what to say.
With her?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me give you a different approach. If you're thinking, oh, I want to find out more about her.
Mm-hmm. that's the problem. I don't know how to open up, or I mean, how to them make them open up to me.
Well, that's a very good question. I'm going to recommend a book when we get near the end here. Mm-hmm. One of the, if you want what are called icebreakers.
So an icebreaker would be like an interest.
An icebreaker would be something that you say to get a conversation rocking and rolling. For example, I can be in my office and there are other people in the suite on the floor that I'm on, and we pass each other. We don't necessarily have conversations with each other. It's just a passing hi.
Mm-hmm.
What if I went by their office and said, man, you should see the clouds coming. I have big windows. You should see the clouds rolling in. Guess what? We're going to have a conversation because they get out of their chairs and come in my office and they start.
I don't see what's so funny about that.
Oh, it's not funny. It's just a way to start a conversation. If you read something interesting in the paper or something on the news that's funny, you know, what is it? Burger King is going to have bacon ice cream.
I know it sounds silly, yes, but the thing is also, and even when I do conversate, sometimes I feel slow, like it takes me a bit to process what they're saying and then come up with a response. Could it be like something that's wrong with me or like a disorder? I don't know.
I wouldn't go labeling yourself with a disorder, because if you have a disorder, many other people have that. I would think of it more as you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself rather than making it enjoyable. When I say fun, I don't mean silly. I mean enjoyable for yourself. If I say, I want to learn more about Isaac. Isaac, let me have a conversation with you. Why don't we try that?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what sports do you enjoy any sports?
Yes, I like doing karate.
Karate? Oh, my husband used to do karate. What level are you at?
Where was I practicing karate at?
Oh, no. I can tell you that I was a white belt. You know what that is?
Can you ask that again?
Oh, I was a white belt.
Oh, white belt.
Right. Meaning I was at the lowest level. Are you at a certain level in karate?
Yes, I'm a brown belt.
You're a brown belt?
Mm-hmm.
Man, so you've been doing this for a while.
Yes.
So something about it is enjoyable for you.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, tell me about it. What do you enjoy most?
Well, I like the exercise. It really works me out. I mean, you get stronger and, you know, you lose weight. So that's the best part.
Right. So you stay fit.
Yes. And another thing is that also it's a way to for self-defense.
That's, right.
So, you know, really good way.
So you feel more protective of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can defend yourself and your girlfriend.
Yes, definitely. That's the number one.
Right. So, okay, I'm going to stop the conversation here. Could you hear the smile in your voice that you were enjoying talking about karate?
Yeah.
If you ask your girlfriend what hobbies does she like, or what happened, you know, what happened in her English course or something today, or you tell a story from your English course, you can get that conversation rolling easier, and you can have what you had with me, which is a very easy flow to the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And you have been able to talk with me very clearly. It's been enjoyable to talk with you, Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
but before you go,
I
just wanted to tell you, but does it feel normal to feel slow at times?
If you're anxious, yes. If you're asking yourself, what if I screw up? That'll slow down your mind. That'll paralyze your mind.
Oh.
So if I'm saying to myself, oh my God, I have to say the right thing to Isaac. Make sure you give him good advice. What if I screw up? I am going to feel anxious, and that my mind's on my anxiety, not on enjoying my conversation with you. I want to switch the channel and enjoy my conversation. So let me give you the book. The book is called, I mean, it sounds odd, it's The Loneliness Workbook, but there are a lot of skills in it on meeting people and starting conversation and what are turnoffs and what are turn-ons in relationships. And it's by Mary Ellen Copeland. You can go to my website, drkenner.com. That's drkenner.com. Listen, I wish you a lot of joyous conversations. Enjoy them. Have fun with them.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by Drs. Kenner and Locke.
Everyone you date gives you more opportunity to fine-tune your knowledge of what you want to avoid and what you want in yourself and in a partner. If you discover flaws that make you less lovable, correct them before looking for another potential soulmate. Put the past behind you. Don't wallow in self-pity or self-doubt or fantasies of what could have been. Don't pursue the unimportant or unattainable in your search for a soulmate. If you have been rejected by someone you truly know and love, or if you have broken off a long relationship, give yourself reasonable time to grieve the loss, just as you would if a loved one had passed away. Healthy mourning involves reinvesting in your own life. In this case, it means motivating yourself to look for a better match.
Download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.